What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
My mind's playing tricks on me. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but nothing seems to give me sweet relief. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but every time it seems I lose my mind. My mind. Oh,
It's Self-Helpless with Kelsey Cook, Delaney Fisher, and Taylor Tomlinson.
Awesome.
Oh, man, you guys. Are you ready for just an avalanche of good-ass quotes? Because we all came in today saying, who has a quotable? And everybody's hands went up.
Yes. We Lisa Simpson did very hard.
We really did. We're just three basic white girls screenshotting Instagram posts.
Feels so good. Yes. Feels so right.
It really does.
Oh, yeah. Who wants to start?
I'll start because I have an unknown one, and I feel like there's something. Even if the quote's really good, when you're like unknown, everybody's like, where it's credentials.
You know, is this Snooki? Like, who says this?
This was posted by a comic in LA, actually, and I saw this, and it says, "You are not allowed to be a coward and be in love. You must choose one."
Oh, God. Man.
Oh. That hit me right in the anxiety, because I have been plagued by anxiety lately about my relationship. I've moved past the they're going to leave me and stop loving me and figure it out. Now I'm just into they're going to die. You know, like they're going to die. I'm going to die. Something's going to happen. And this quote hit me so hard because I just thought, you know what? You're right. You can't experience love and also be terrified all the time.
Like, yeah.
Pick one, commit to it, and if something happens, you know, you're a grown-ass woman, all right?
You're
deal
alive.
With it.
Yeah.
You're
better
alive.
To have loved and lost than ever to have loved at all.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. We had a quote on a quotable.
Dude,
I like that.
Fucking
double quote
sandwich. Coming in hot.
And then, wait, you said you know where mine is from, Taylor? So I follow the founder Instagram because I like the entrepreneurial shit now. I love this quote. I've seen it. I've seen versions of it other places. When a flower doesn't bloom, you fix the environment in which it grows, not the flower.
Dude.
God, I love that so much.
Yes. Oh, I love that too.
I love it.
And that's from somebody else that we also didn't know where his quote was. Do you remember when you said you often feel tired, not because you've done too much, but because that was Alexander Den Hazier?
Okay, love this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
So great. He's just full of great quotes. But I just love this because it's so true for people. Just because you're not thriving in an environment does not mean you're a failure or you're shitty at something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just probably not for you.
Yeah.
Like, I cannot even just speaking about like my most recent experiences with having different jobs and stuff. I work longer hours doing Dicks by Delaney, yet feel so much more energized than when I'm working at my day job for less time. Just because I'm
I'm happy. I'm doing something I enjoy. I have kind of control over my day, all this stuff. And it's just a world of difference. So, all that it took to change my environment, really, when it comes down to it.
Well, you guys remember when I was on the road all the time and I said I felt like mine and Kane's relationship was like a plant that wasn't getting watered or taken care of? It's the same thing where it's like, it wasn't really us as people or as a couple. It was that like the environment of our relationship was not functional to have a normal relationship. So I had to come off the road more and be home and all that shit. And it's totally true.
Yes.
My quote, Ida Rodriguez, who I love, she's a hilarious comedian. She posted this on her Instagram. It says, "If I give them the power to feed me, I give them the power to starve me."
Ooh.
Oh, hashtag self-made. That's what it says.
It's so good.
Really good.
Yeah. That's so,
that puts things in perspective, doesn't it?
It really does. Yeah. It really does.
Yeah.
Especially in entertainment. You can't take any of the good comments too closely to heart, because if you do, then you have to take the bad comments to heart. You just got to do your thing and pay attention to what anybody's saying.
Yeah.
And go, you know what? This is me. This is what I'm doing. I believe in it.
Yes.
And I have close friends who are going to tell me the truth.
Yeah. And I think just focus on doing the work that you can do and not waiting on other people to like make your dreams happen for you. Mm-hmm. You know?
Exactly. Make your own shit. Stay grounded. Stay true to yourself.
Yeah. God, we are inspirational today. My
inspirational
Lord.
As fuck.
You had a couple of listeners you wanted to shout out, right? Before we get into our segment.
Yes, I did. I forgot to give so Christian, one of our listeners, is the one who suggested imposter syndrome in the first place. I know it was voted on by our Patreon supporters, but I just wanted to give him a shout out. And then Carmen is our listener who suggested productivity, so I wanted to give her a shout out. And then Joelle posted something great in our Facebook group this past week regarding the productivity episode. She says that her and her husband don't use the word productive or productivity in the house. They use purposeful.
Yes.
I love that.
Me too.
I love that.
I talked about it with Kane. I was like, you got to see what this listener just posted in the Facebook group. It's changed the way I think about things.
Totally. It's like purposeful, meaning like what's good for you that day or in the moment, taking care of yourself versus just like busy work all day that you were just stressed out and just trying to like check things off your list. So a purposeful day could be sitting by the fire with a cup of tea, and maybe you get one thing done off your to-do list, but it was purposeful because it's exactly what you fucking needed.
Meanwhile,
just, you know, going through the motions like a goddamn robot, checking things off the list and just being stressed out. Anyway, shout out to you.
Yeah.
So great. And then, you know, with a heavy heart, I just want to throw one of our listeners, Katie, some love. She lost her mother-in-law recently, and we had mentioned them on a past episode that every Monday they would listen to this show together on their long drive. And so, yeah, just wanted to throw some love. You know, I think she's posted recently in the Facebook group, so send her some love and support.
We love you, Katie.
And we are so very, sorry for very your loss. Sorry.
Oh, that's so horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really tough.
Oh, man. But we love you, listeners, and we're so grateful that we can provide any sort of joy. And, that's really cool that you shared that with us, that you had those times with her listening to this show. That's, like, mind-blowing. We're so glad that brought some joy.
Unbelievable that we could be a part of that, the last, year, however long, they spent. That's pretty incredible for us to be a part of.
I'm gonna cry. Okay. Yeah. All right. Some other segments.
Yeah, let's do some segments. So I have all three this time. I have a treat yourself, a defuck, and an update.
Hit us.
Okay. So
don't hit us, but hit us with it. Punch me in the mouth.
Smack a hoe.
Fight club.
So my defuck, which a lot of you saw on my Instagram, I think, is that mine and Kane's 2-year-old nice new car got broken into in our parking garage last week. Somebody got into the parking garage, shattered our driver's side window, stole our garage door opener. So not only was that all just a huge defuck of like, God, people suck. This is like such a horrible thing we have to deal with. We have to pay out of pocket to have the window fixed. But then our new apartment management just were so shitty in handling this situation. And we're part of an apartment that's like part of a larger property group. And what Kane and I have found over the years is that sometimes when you go with a property like that, they'll have like nice amenities and things of that nature, but they don't really care on like a micro level about what's actually going on at their properties and paying more money to keep tenants safe or, you know, stuff like that. So I had a conversation with the landlord who then speaks to the direct property manager or whatever. And she was like, yeah, I mean, there are only like a couple cameras in that parking garage and they don't face anywhere near where your car was. And we can try and go look through the footage, but like the footage is blurry anyway. Like you can't even see anything. And, you know, we're not going to change the garage door opener because there's really no point in doing that because they already got into the garage.
No, and, there's a huge fucking point.
Exactly.
Yeah. They can come back anytime and steal cars and shit.
Exactly. Yeah. She's like, people can just get in anyway. It's easy to get in here.
Oh, we know. We came. Yeah. And we're just like, can we? We forgot Kelsey and Kane's. And she's like, all right. Like,
yeah. No, it's. I was in shock because when we first saw this place, it looks very secure. It's like you have to put a code in at the front door to get in, and the parking garage is gated. But it turns out, like, if you can just hop a short fence or whatever, it's really easy to get in. So she wasn't going to change the code. They weren't going to let any of the other tenants know.
What?
That this happened.
Okay, I feel like this is... there's a problem with her, especially perhaps, unless there's a bigger boss. I'll tell you what happened with our complex.
Okay. There's a bigger boss. And so she kind of kept saying that, like, this is what the bigger boss will say because this is the stuff that's happened. By the way, the landlord only works Monday, Wednesday, Friday. They don't even have full office hours. Our car got broken into on a Tuesday. So that means that the day it got broken into, I couldn't even talk to anybody about it.
Oh, like, that's weird.
Can't reach her. So she just basically gave me a pile of shit, like didn't help at all. There was no solution to any of this. And I told her, I was like, if it was somebody else's car who'd gotten broken into at the apartments, I would absolutely want to know that somebody had been in our garage and had a garage door opener and was capable of coming back. One of, I guess, like the perks of being like a comedian or trying to grow your social media is that I posted about it and I had so many kind people direct message me on Instagram. I had somebody who's a lawyer say, this is a violation of California Civil Code 1714. Whoa. This is contrary to the A&M versus Valley Shopping Center case or whatever, all this stuff.
Holy shit.
And so the landlord had told me, if you want to write me an email, I can send it to the property manager and you can detail what happened and maybe ask for like a rent discount. She's like, I'm sure they won't give you one, but you can ask anyway.
Good lord.
So
I'm
sent
sure
this.
They won't give you one.
I went ham on their ass. I sent this long email where I detailed everything that happened, everything that was fucked up about it. I cited the different legal things that they were violating. Good. She wrote back and was like, okay, Kelsey, I passed it on. Like I predicted, they're not going to give you a rent discount because they said that that can happen anywhere. Which is such bullshit. She's like, but we will be changing the garage door.
Oh, good.
Code.
You should fucking do that without a letter.
I know.
Dude.
We will be changing the garage door code next week. I'm like, okay, well, glad this is a super huge priority. And I have to follow up because I don't even know if they've done it or what's going on. But now Kane and I are parking our car like right next to the camera. So even if it's shitty footage, I'm hoping that if somebody were to come back in, they would see that it's by a camera and not go for our car.
Yeah.
But like I come home late from shows.
Yeah.
And now I have to have Kane meet me in the parking garage to walk me up because
I
don't
violated.
Fucking know who's in there. And it's just, ooh, big old defuck of whoever broke in, that sucks. But then the property just handling it so poorly. I was like,
that's awful. So this is what happened with me and Cam, because that should not be the way that they handle it. So where I live, which I think is the same property management, or is it different? I'm not sure.
It's different.
It's different. Okay. So the week that we moved in, or the week after we moved in, everybody in the entire complex got an email saying, due to some reported suspicious behavior in our parking garage, we will be changing the codes on all of the garage Amazing. Openers, and there will be a new set of keys for everybody in your mailbox tomorrow.
Wow. Like, for real?
Within 48 hours of whatever reported incident, they had changed everything, and then all we did was go to our mailbox. There were new keys, and they were like, yep, just throw the old keys away. And there's a set of new keys in the mailbox for you.
I love Nothing this apartment happened, complex and it was so just, much.
So, like, that's how it should be handled, because they're fucking stupid
yeah.
for not doing that, because that person now has a garage opener, and then they can come during the holiday season, which is like the highest fucking yeah. theft
exactly.
rate, and steal people's cars or break into whatever they want.
Exactly.
So they're really quite dumb.
I know.
For not taking care of that better.
We're brokenhearted. We've only been in this place for 6 weeks. This was like our whole big upgrade. We're like, oh my God, this place is beautiful. We feel so great. And then it's just been like,
so weird.
All these things happening. We had the baby spider infestation. Our dishwasher broke. Our air conditioning wasn't working. What and then our the car gets fuck? Broken into, and they like don't do anything,
dude. Mm-hmm. And then our property manager is here Monday through Friday, 9 to 6. And
you, as it should be
in there all
Which
the time.
She's great.
But you can tell that this is a property that is cheap and doesn't give a shit, and that's why they don't want to take the time or money to change garage door codes or switch shit out. They won't right. even pay their landlord like fucking full Monday through Friday Dude. Hours
okay, well,
and pay.
You know, you should just move here, Kelsey.
I just don't want to move anymore.
And your apartment is beautiful.
Our apartment's gorgeous, and it just sucks. So that was my big defuck, and just trying to deal with that and like just being shaken up. It's very violating to have that yeah. happen to your car. So anyway, that was my defuck.
Yeah, that sucks.
Our treat show self, which I can't remember if we might have done it right after the car thing to just cheer ourselves up, but we went to Ashley Furniture and bought ourselves a Tempur-Pedic mattress, which is like the Cadillac of beds. Like it's fucking crazy. Delaney came over. Delaney had to come record an intro for the podcast, and it's like a transformer.
Yeah.
It like you can it has a remote control where like you can raise the head of the bed up, you can raise the foot of the bed. The bed massages.
Yeah. Is it one of the ones where you have your side and he has his side? And
no, it okay. all goes together, but it also is like the whole wine glass test.
Yeah, I was
like,
gonna say, have you tried jumping on it with wine?
Yeah,
that would be the wine. First thing I did.
It has to be red wine.
Yeah, it has to be red wine.
Yeah, exactly.
If it spills, it has to be an issue.
Yeah. But they do say that like nothing, you can't feel the other person moving. And wow, it is such a lovely purchase. The guy just totally like twisted our arm and made a deal, and we were like, fuck. Okay. This bed is supposed to last us for like over 2 decades.
Oh, it looks great.
And then we got like a big in-store credit, and so we got a recliner that I have Ooh. In front of my fireplace now with like a fuzzy rug and a fuzzy blanket. Delaney came over and was like, dude, the hygge in here is strong. Yes. It's so nice. I've just been reading in front of the fire at night. I fucking love it.
Yeah.
That's awesome. A big treat yourself. And then my update is about birth control, which I've been speaking about on the podcast, that I've now been off of birth control for almost a month now. Mm-hmm. And there is like a whole thing. Maybe we need to do an episode on it.
Yes.
But there's a thing called post-birth control syndrome.
Yes, we need
because
to do that.
So many women, when they all of a sudden like have all those synthetic hormones draining out of their body, go through huge symptoms. So I've just been... thought it was just going to be like the head fog and the exhaustion, but there's like hair loss, nausea, loss of appetite, like depression, anxiety, all of these things happening that are so crazy. And I just want to let people know, because I had a friend actually tell me like, hey, I got off the pill and it took me a lot longer to get pregnant than I thought it would have. And I wish I would have stopped taking the pill sooner and switched to condoms so that like... now that I want to have kids, it wouldn't be such a struggle.
Yeah.
And they just don't tell you this. No. I'm reading so many articles online of people
like the opposite. I've heard it's supposed to be out of your system in 2 weeks.
No way.
Yeah. That's what I've heard, but I don't know.
I've been reading so many things that it's like 6 months.
That's crazy. Wow. One of our listeners suggested doing an episode on post birth control syndrome in the Facebook group. So it's actually being voted on today by our Patreon supporters.
Oh, that's awesome.
One of the three episodes to vote on. So, okay. Yeah. I think that would be very important to do.
Yeah, it's real. Oh, acne. I've been talking about that. You know, like it's there are so many things you don't realize.
Your skin looks good.
Yeah. Thank you.
Didn't do anything. Right?
Well, the last time I tried to get off, it took about 3 months. So that's what I'm saying. It takes like a long time for them to actually drain out. It took 3 months for the acne to kick in. And then it was like all over. I had like back knee. I had it all over my chest. And I don't like I do not have that typically. But a lot of people are saying that by the 6 month mark, those things tend to go away.
Okay.
But there's like a 6 month hell period. So
that sucks.
I'm in it and I'm experiencing these shitty things. However, I will say one big noticeable difference is that I'm horny again. Dude,
I feel like a
13-year-old boy just like humping couch cushions. Like it was like just totally suppressing
the
birth control. I've talked about before that like being in a 7-year relationship, obviously there are things that like are not as fresh and new as the first month of dating that person. But the fact that like sex just was not on my mind, I was like, this doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
This feels like it's something more than that. And sure enough, it's a fucking birth control. Whoa. Dude, I'm telling you guys, when we got the bed, we were laying on it and Kane pushed the massage button and the bed started to vibrate. I was like, oh man, I'm feeling something. And I just was like, we have to have sex right now. Like, it's crazy how horny I am now. Like, it just takes the smallest thing and I'm like, I gotta fuck right now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so horny. My orgasms are way better, which is like, I already was having great orgasms, but they're like stronger. So I'm just like, I'm giving a middle finger to the pill right now.
Yeah.
Like, I know that it has a great purpose and I think it's good for what it does, but like, now that I'm off, I'm like, fuck you, synthetic hormones. Like, I don't even feel like I know who I was for the last 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Damn. Oh, that really stresses me out.
Well,
yeah, everybody's affected differently.
I'm so freaking...
Everybody's affected differently.
I'm super concerned, like, hearing all of what you've been going through. Because especially all the stuff where you were talking about, it's, like, hard for people to get pregnant. Especially because mine makes me not have a period.
Yeah.
Which makes me feel like I'm making myself infertile, quite frankly.
Right.
That's my biggest fear with it. But I also haven't had a period in years, and that's dope. Like, that's so awesome.
Right.
And I mean, I didn't feel like it cleared up my skin or anything to go on it. I felt like I felt normal. My period stopped. But lately, speaking of defucks, seamless transition.
There you go.
the last, you know, like couple weeks, I've had like, I had some spotting after sex, which I was like, what is going on? And then like the last couple days, it's been like like what I remember the last day of my period being like. I don't know if this has happened to anybody else. And then I had a lot of like
male listeners write in. Has this happened to you?
Please. My nipples
hurt. If the guys haven't tuned out by
now. Yeah, I know.
My nipples hurt really bad for like a week, which I think might be a reaction to like body wash that Kyle was using. But then like now my boobs are just sore and it feels like it's getting better, but it just feels like some weird hormonal thing. Like I went to the doctor, I got blood tests done. I'm going to go get a mammogram just to be safe. But it's like the shitty thing about being a woman is you never know if something's wrong or if it's just hormones.
Yeah. Hormones. God damn it.
Because hormones, it's like all the symptoms of hormonal changes, pregnancy and like cancer are the same.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's the same stuff that comes up when you Google it.
Mm-hmm. God's gift to women. Thank you.
It's
Thank
just a nightmare.
Yeah.
And my periods were so heavy and so painful when I had them that I don't want to go off the pill.
Right.
Yeah.
But I also like, you know, I don't want to try to have kids in a few years and like,
well, that's what scared me. I was like, you know, because a lot of people, one of the post-birth control syndrome symptoms is, I forget the name, it starts with an A, but it's where you do not get a period. Even though you don't have hormones in you anymore, you cannot have a natural period.
What?
Some women have not had for like a year.
What?
Shit. That is fucking crazy.
And it depletes your vitamins and your nutrients and a lot of minerals in your body. So now I'm like trying to like ramp up on vitamins. I'm telling you guys. And my friend who had tumors in her breast, the doctor was like, well, they're highly linked to birth control pills.
Shit. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I told you guys that in the text thread. I told you in the text thread.
I think I missed that they were linked to birth control.
Yeah.
I was very sick this weekend.
Okay, birth control pills.
Yeah.
Shit. Pills specifically because they're going through your entire bloodstream.
Then one of our listeners commented about how it doesn't go through your bloodstream.
The pills?
In the Facebook group.
She was talking about IUD or the pills.
No, the birth control pill. She explained it in a way. I could probably find it.
This is terrifying.
But yeah, well, here's the thing. I'm an example of somebody who hasn't had any negative effects ever from the pill. So yeah. I know it works with everybody differently and everybody has a different story. For me, my periods are so much better on the pill, all this stuff. I've never had any negative like mood swing reactions or weight gain anything like that. My skin has never really changed with or without it. So I really think, yeah, like that shit is very scary. And if you're already having issues, then it makes sense that you're going to have probably issues off of it. Right. Like if you're, but I know my cousin has something called hyperemesis, which we'll definitely have to talk about on the show eventually, where I think it's just like your body rejects all hormones that are not, you know, supposed to be there, or even your own. Like she could never be on the pill. She was sick every single day for 9 months. Every time she's pregnant, like her body just rejects hormones.
Right.
So I think everybody just has like a lot of different. Oh my God, Cam just texted me from upstairs. Amenorrhea is the abnormal absence of menstruation. By the way. If you see this while recording, oh my God.
Thanks, Cam.
Thanks, babe.
Wow.
Yeah, we're not going to have a video for this episode, by the way. We're recording this in my kitchen right now.
Yeah, so. we're not in the usual ATC studio. Oh my God, so amenorrhea. Funny. That's the word I was looking for. Funny. Thank you, Cam.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
But yeah, again, it's like everybody has their own body and their own reason for being on the pill. And it's like, you got to do what's right for you.
Totally.
But I'm just saying, like, my personal experience lately, coming off of it and learning all these things, I'm like, this couldn't have come at a better time because I want to start this detox process now.
Yeah.
I'll be good. 30 next year. Like, you know, kids are not that far off in my future, I feel like. And if it does take me a year to have a period, like, then thank God I got off now.
Yeah.
Because I just don't want to.
Totally. I have been off the pill before. I was off the pill for about 7 months when I was 22.
How'd it go?
And everything was normal. Except I went back to being normal. That was my problem. My periods were heavier and longer and more awful cramps. Way hornier, although like I'm still horny on the pill. So it's like more like way more intense, like obnoxious almost.
Yeah.
Made a lot of crazy decisions during that time. And then I went off. Well, I did the IUD, which was no hormones, which again, I just kind of went back to like how my body is, which is just kind of really painful during that stuff. So for me, it's like the pill's been a really big blessing.
That's great.
But I've also experimented off of it too and have been okay. So, you know, depending on like if Taylor, you're feeling like you're having some issues or something, it might be worth experimenting for you as well.
I'm
changing
not.
It up or anything like
that. The problem is I'm not having any issues, but I just hear stuff like that. And I go, it makes me feel like I don't know myself. Like what you're saying, I don't even know how I am off of it.
Yeah.
Because I went on the pill before I was sexually active.
Right.
So I don't, and I've always been like pretty horny because I got like started pretty late.
And just that guilt.
Yes. You know and the mean? Guilt, you know,
that'll
really
stoke the fire. Woo,
that'll
loins.
Ramp it up.
Yeah.
Have you ever had sex you're not supposed to have? Feels so good.
Oh, yeah.
And so part of me is like, oh man, am I just going to be like, horrendous off the pill? Like, am I just gonna be like even more like whatever? But it's more so the kid thing because I don't know, man. I've been really like it's bad. I woke up this morning. I followed a baby on Instagram.
Oh, no.
Just a baby. Look.
What baby has an Instagram against? Oh, it's against their own will.
I'll show you.
I know. Freaks me out. Who's I feel. This
look,
baby
here's
head?
The thing. I felt weird about it too, but I still followed it because it's a cute ass baby. But there is this.
Oh, my God.
There's this Australian like fitness chick that I follow, who I followed for years because she does like whatever, and she's beautiful and she's, you know, very into fitness and all this stuff. And now she posts a bunch of stuff about her baby, and she made her baby an Instagram. Oh, and her baby has 123,000
okay,
followers.
That is just wow.
But
why am
look
I even
at the
trying?
Baby.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Very cute. Let me see more pictures.
Okay, yeah. Tell people that where they can go to see this baby. What's
it's
that baby?
Sleeping. The baby cute. Is baby Mia Elise.
Oh
so cute.
Lord.
And it's
oh
Emily Sky Fit. It's her baby.
This baby has more followers of all of us combined on every platform.
Yes. Look at these eyes on the baby.
Oh my God.
Can we just
let me see. That is an alien child. That's yeah. not even
oh.
a
oh.
real baby.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie, this baby's kind of freaking me out.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
that's the cutest baby I've
ever
seen.
That's a lot going on. I don't know. That it's those a, eyes I don't know.
Too much for you.
It's oh. a little too much for me.
I yeah. think you
those are giant eyes.
Look,
that,
you wanna see her sleep? Sleeping? This
oh,
is
no.
her sleeping.
We've gone
sleeping
down a
sleeping is much better
hole.
Than opening the
what
eyes.
Did we awaken in Taylor?
I think all babies kind of look weird. So I'm not saying that baby.
This is the baby sleeping on her dad's chest.
Oh my God. This is literally, somebody needs to take Taylor's phone away from me. This is.
I've been laying on the couch with Kyle in the last couple weeks, and we'll just be laying there, and he'll be like, do you want to look at babies? And I'm like, yes!
Cam does that with puppies. And we do that with puppies. We're like, want to see this dog I just found? And then
oh
that'll be
my
it.
God.
Not babies, just dogs.
I'm having such a hard time, you guys. Like,
you'll probably be a young mom.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm having such a hard time.
It's
I have
okay
dreams
to be
you guys.
A young mom.
I'm scared.
Okay.
Dude, live
I'm scared
your life,
of how bad
man.
I want them. Climate
don't be
change.
Scared. No, don't
you know.
What can we do? Well, we can do our
time.
Best, but what are you supposed to deprive yourself of something that you really want? Like I told you,
adopt.
Not everybody has that feeling inside of them. What you mm-hmm. have right now, I do not have.
Right. Yeah.
But you might, maybe I'm just getting it earlier.
No. You got something else.
You got something. Like
you're infected with something.
I think you're like hearing a calling, if you will, to that you really, really want to
so
be a mom.
Bad. Yeah,
and that's great. And you shouldn't ignore that. Not everybody has the same calling in that way.
And your child might grow up to cure global warming or something
there
like that.
There you go.
Know?
That's what I'm going to tell myself. That is so funny. Your child might grow up to glue. Can I use that?
Sure.
I've been doing. I started doing a new bit. I ran it past Delaney about how I'm afraid to have kids because I'm afraid they're gonna grow up and be like, there were all these articles about
right.
climate change. Didn't you? And we're like, oh, we just kind of thought that was bullshit.
Yeah.
And you were so cute. Like we just didn't want it. You might look like me. Like it's just so like, how am I supposed to explain to them? Like, no, we knew, but we just you know, I wanted you, so I wanted
so
one.
That's that.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time.
You can
that's,
be a mom. That's the thing. It's like you, there's nothing wrong with you being a mom soon-ish.
I know. You figure it out. That's
you're
what all
not
my parents.
16.
You
no.
know
no.
what I
mean?
And you're just financially stable, which is one of the things that so many people are waiting for before they become a parent.
That's true.
So it's not like what. Okay, and you're in a committed relationship. There's no get rid of all this shit.
That's what's
in
so
your mind.
Scary though.
Yeah, honestly, if you remove your age number from the equation,
you
would have a fucking baby right
you
now.
You would have a baby,
you know?
But also the career thing, because you know, there's like all this cool shit happening.
New material.
Good shit from this weekend. This is happening a couple weeks after when this comes out, but I went on the first leg of the Conan and Friends tour.
Yeah.
And it's like insane. We're just staying like these really nice hotels, taking like a private jet.
That's
show.
So fun.
Just hanging out with Conan, eating guacamole on a private flight. And just like the other comics are great. And it's just, I had the flu for part of it and it was a nightmare, but I was like, of all the places to have the flu, the Four Seasons is the place. And
true that.
It was so cool. And it was crazy because I was on the road already feeling like, it was the best thing that could have happened. The shows are amazing. They're like sold out, like over 2,000 people. You only have to do 15 minutes.
Oh,
that's so
which
perfect.
Is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, I want to be home so bad. Like I miss my apartment. I miss Kyle. Like I want to be home. I'm looking at baby pictures online and I'm like, this is getting in the way of the career that I'm gonna have, you know, like it's like I'm afraid it's gonna hold me back and make me give up on my comedy stuff because I'm just gonna be so fulfilled by a baby. But the reason I'm financially stable is because of comedy. So if I don't do comedy, how am I going to make a living, you guys?
Look.
What am I going to do? You
gotta
make my baby an Instagram?
Okay.
Probably.
You got to look at the Kira Sultanovich and Lori Kilmartins of the world.
The Ali Wongs. Yeah, the Natasha Leggeros.
Exactly. That's these
Christina Pozitskis.
Yeah, who have it's incredible happening. Careers and also have kids. Yeah. You do not have to choose. And that is bullshit that our society needs to feel like we have to.
There's no better time, frankly, to be a comedian having a child. Yeah. It's like very celebrated right now.
Yeah. So
I've been thinking about adopting too.
You can do that too.
I feel guilty.
Don't make
your decision out of guilt.
Yeah, you need to scroll out.
Yeah. Just get rid of this. All this stuff that's happening around your head right now.
Yeah. I don't know, you guys. I don't even remember what my segments were. But that's what's
babies.
In my heart.
Baby were your segments.
Baby was my segment. That was good. And then good man button, while I had the flu this weekend, Kyle postmated like a shit ton of water, saltines, and like anti-nausea medicine to me.
That is so nice.
He's just the greatest.
Precious.
Like, how am I not going to have that dude's baby?
You're going to have his baby.
I'm
going to have that guy's baby. So you better.
Frankly, it would be a waste. Like, the baby would be such a good baby.
I know.
And would grow into such a good person.
I know.
That it's like you're depriving the world of a chance to like help humankind.
It's so true. And like we look at like our dads and we're like, our dads were built to be grandpas. Like we are wasting our dads, you know? Like, it's really tough. It was hard too because we've talked about it and he was like, like the next couple years I could see. I was like, what? Like, I don't. Don't say that, because now I just want to stop doing everything.
Right.
And just...
I'm sure you will find a happy medium.
I know you will.
You'll have some time with the baby where it's just the baby time, and then you'll be ready to go back out and do stuff, but it'll be more balanced.
Yeah.
You know, you won't have too much of one or the other. It'll be a nice little...
Maybe we'll all have babies at the same time.
I would love to have babies at the same time. Can we please?
And then we go on the baby tour.
I know.
Bring your own baby. BYOB tour.
I love that so much. BYOB.
Sounds terrifying. I mean, it sounds great,
so
but also
fun.
Like a nightmare.
Right.
But I
you
got to
catch up because we're
ready.
Like a few years away, I feel like.
Ready. Cam and I
few
were just,
years?
We were just at a party where there were babies. And
you didn't
we
feel
were
it.
Just looking at them in a corner being like, wow, they just do that over and over. They just walk around, they touch things, they put things in their mouth, they wiggle things, and that's it. Like, you gotta watch them constantly because one accidentally was like, we were in a backyard, okay?
One
accidentally
like...
got a hold of like a little tiki torch and was like,
oh Christ,
tugging on it for a second. I mean, the parents were very close behind and you know, but I'm like, wow, you cannot take your eyes off of that thing. And we just looked at each other like, I cannot wait to go home to our quiet apartment. And
really?
Just make dinner and take a nap.
Oh my god! Oh.
So we're not there yet. We're in the babies are scaries phase still.
Babies are scaries.
I feel like I can't be around babies because I'll get scary. Oh. Like I feel like I'll try to take one.
Wow!
I'm too scared.
Oh,
like,
see, when we're around babies, we're so grateful we don't have one.
Oh, I feel like so if I was around one, I would lose my shit.
That's how I feel about dogs.
I don't get anything from dogs.
Wow.
I get nothing.
See, you're meant to have a baby.
Yeah.
I'm meant to have a dog.
I wish I wanted a dog.
Yeah.
What
do I got? Man, this is so many things. We just have so much to say this episode.
We really do. It's been a while since we saw each other.
It has been. I have a good shit. So, because I'm leaving my corporate job and thank you so much. So
good job. Bye-bye.
Health insurance is kind of a scary thing as a person starting their own business and stuff.
Yes.
And so my options were kind of like, you know, I can get something rather cheap and not the greatest, or I can pay just out the ass so expensive for still like decent care.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot of good stuff. And so I decided to just look into what it would take to make Cam and I a domestic partnership. And we're doing that. So I can get covered through a corporate health insurance plan, but I don't have to fucking work there anymore. So
dude, that's so great.
So I'm so grateful that the company that he's in, that's even an option. Not every company has that as an option.
Yeah.
So we're super glad that we work for a corporation like that. So it's going to be the most affordable and the best care. that I could get. And I, if I didn't look into that, I'm like, you know, how hard can this be? And I just made some phone calls, looked into it. We're getting all the proper paperwork done, all that stuff. And that way I'm, you know, I can just sleep easy with that shit. Cause that is really, can be very scary.
Yeah,
so,
good job. That's great.
Yeah. So, hey, look into it. We would have never known that we were able to do that because we just assumed like, oh, there's got to be like so many laws about that. And we probably have to be together at least 10 years. And like all this fake shit, fake news that we had in our head about a domestic partnership, at least as far as California is concerned. And no, shit ain't that hard. So super stoked about that. And then I have a defuck that turned into good shit. Because I'm working so much with my hands now, hand painting all these lovely ceramic things. My hands have been killing me. Really, really sore.
Oh.
So I have to like do like hand exercises and stuff now. And like have to like kind of really plan out when I'm going to be painting and stuff like that. But I've noticed it has decreased my social media usage because I do not want to do anything with my hands. So I don't want to be on my phone at all because holding it is kind of sore.
Yeah.
So I'm just like not really on social media right now. And I've really enjoyed that.
Wow. Cool.
So I'm doing like real minimal social media stuff.
You got to get some hand massages.
Yeah. Yeah. I did get a massage the other day. That was my
so
treat.
So
yeah.
I went to it's called the Room Organic.
God, so I love good. Shout out to Paula and Nadia for keeping my shit intact.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was my stuff for the week.
Great.
Nice. Ooh. Should we talk about
the meat here? Wow, we had a lot to say, didn't we?
Yeah.
That was nuts. So this week, we are talking about holiday anxiety, you guys. You know, when this is coming out, it's going to be after Thanksgiving, before Christmas.
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys. I'm certainly feeling the anxiety from multiple different sources.
Absolutely.
Because there's just so much that comes up during the holidays. I mean, some of it's family related, some of it's not. I mean,
financial
travel
parties,
obligation. There's a lot of obligation surrounding the holidays. There's so much. I wrote down so many things. I mean, first off is the gift giving anxiety of Christmas. My gosh.
Intense.
Yeah. So intense. Yeah. Kelsey, you've talked about the thank you card thing, which I can't even imagine. But I don't know about you guys. My parents are impossible to shop for because they do not need anything, but their feelings will be so hurt if you don't try. So you kind of have to like, you got to think outside the box. You got to spend some money.
Yeah.
And you have to be okay with it if they don't use it because it's the thought that counts.
Yeah.
And they really do get pretty hurt if you don't,
try. Dude, I just wish that instead of exchanging gifts for Christmas, you just bought yourself something that you wanted.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, let me take all this money that I'm spending on other people, giving little weird small things here and there, and let me just buy myself something really fucking nice.
Yeah.
Like a Burke Williams massage and, you know, whatever. Just, I don't know. Why not? Yeah. Make Christmas a treat yourself.
Yeah.
Holiday.
I mean, I always do. I think we talked about that last episode. I always end up spending a bunch of money on myself, but, you know, it's a good time.
Yeah. But then there's the other hand, like, you know, somebody might gift you something that you would have never even thought to give yourself, or like maybe they're in a financial situation where you're not and they really are generous. I get all that stuff, but that's the biggest anxiety I have for the holidays. I have a huge fucking family, got lots of friends, and it's just, who am I seeing and are we doing gifts, or you know, what is everybody getting this year?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's a lot, dude. And then I feel bad if like I get a gift in return that looks like it was more expensive than what I'm getting.
Giving,
and it's like, oh God, are they going to think I'm an asshole?
Yeah.
I think the whole like minimalism approach is helpful.
Yes.
That's why I suggested the three of us doing like a gift circle where it's like we each get each other, just like I get Delaney something, Delaney gets Taylor something, Taylor gets me something.
Yeah.
So you don't have to get it for everybody, because we decided to do that with my siblings this year. And I'm just like, oh, why have we not been doing this forever?
Yeah.
Why has there been so much pressure to buy like six people a gift and spend hundreds of dollars when it's just like, hey, everybody gets something and everybody gives something. That's it.
Yeah. Oh, the white elephant exchange thing is
Secret
the best.
Santa.
Yeah. The Secret Santa stuff. Yeah. Because it used to be in my family that like everybody just got everybody something and it was exhausting.
So stressful and expensive.
You can't spend very much if you're getting 15 people something.
It is fun though.
Is it?
I don't enjoy it.
Both. Well, I have a family of six, and there have been a few years now where we've all gotten each other things. Everybody's gotten someone something, but everybody's spending different amounts depending on where that. Like, my sisters are students. They're not going to spend as much as I am.
Right. Yeah.
They're not going to spend as much as my parents are.
Right.
But it was fun to kind of be surprised, because when I was growing up, my parents, leading up to Christmas, would just go, here's, you know, $100, go buy your own presents, wrap your own presents, and then they'd be surprised by what they got us for Christmas.
Whoa.
So it, like, that's wasn't, you'd get exactly what you wanted, but it wasn't that fun because picked it out.
I thought you were saying that they gave you the money to go buy presents for them.
No.
For yourself.
For ourselves.
How long did that go on for?
Like, my whole childhood.
Are you serious?
Pretty much, yeah, from the time
you were never surprised by your gifts?
No, I think that stopped. I mean, they would sometimes get stuff, like, they'd go outside and go, like, oh, my dad would get us, like, you know, I got you workout clothes because I went to Dick's Sporting Goods, and, like, that was cool. And we're like, oh, you spent, or he'd, like, get us all perfume that he spent time picking. And you're like, oh, that was nice. But for the most part, since I was, like, 10 years old, it was stuff that, and my sisters were even younger, it was stuff that they just, like, took us all to the mall and we're like, this is the budget, we'll come buy it for you, just pick stuff out. And then we'd go home, and then a lot of times we would end up wrapping them too. Like, can you help us wrap them
for you? Open?
Yeah, yeah. So again, you'd get exactly what you wanted, which is great.
I've never heard this, but it's not interesting.
It's not super fun because you're not surprised. So once me and my sisters were all adults, we were kind of like, we want to have fun again. Like, we want to surprise each other. We want to put thought into it.
Yeah.
Not that my parents, like, did anything wrong. Like, it, again, we all got exactly what we wanted.
Right.
Is, you know, in some ways it works out great, but it brought back, like, the surprise of it. So for us, that was fun. But, like, you know, this year, maybe I'll talk to them and we'll all go, you know, we're not going to do that necessarily. For Christmas this year, I got them all tickets to see Dear Evan Hansen with me.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's
so I'm
so
like,
nice.
But it's great because, like, I get to do something with them.
Yes.
And I don't have to go buying stuff. I don't have to, like, go to all these places.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'd rather buy somebody an experience than, like,
totally.
Yes.
Or, like, a gift card, because they're going to use the gift card.
Yes.
But, like, the gift circle's a great idea. You know, Secret Santa. My dad, some years, has just gone, all I want from you guys is a letter, which...
Oh.
The older I get, the more I'm like,
that's sweet.
That's kind of what I want from people. Mm-hmm. I want, like, a nice letter. Because how often do you get a long letter from someone who loves you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very, like, true.
That's going to mean more to you. That you're going to hold on to that more than you're going to hold on to a tank top they bought.
That's really sweet.
You know?
I love that.
So there's all kinds of things you can do. I mean, if you hit it out of the park emotionally, you really don't have to spend that much. Like, one year.
Good point.
One year, I bought some nice paper, which is like $5.
Uh-huh.
And I printed out a song that my dad used to sing us before bed when we were kids.
Oh.
And I got it framed and, like, wrote a little note on it and gave it to him. And he fucking cried.
Yeah.
And it was like $8. And I was like, oh, I am the king of Christmas.
Yeah.
Dude, this happened this last Christmas. I printed out a picture of my dad and I from a show at the Ice House, and he openly wept in front of everybody, and everybody was like, just that record scratch sound of like, what? Like, what? Because I've never seen him cry before, and for some reason that just, like, hit an emotional button. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's a bunch of, like, divorce stuff there.
Yes.
But I mean, that cost me like $5 to get a frame and print a picture out. And that meant more to him than anything I've ever gotten him.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that. I have gifted all of my or my parents and stuff photos in the past. So I feel like I can't check that box off anymore. I feel like I can't go back to it, although I probably could. Yeah. But now I feel like, oh, there's always the stress of getting something different every year.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I've been buying this same fucking dude, my dad, a gift, you know, a gift every year. And the guy only likes two things, sports and food. And I'm like, well, that's what I have to get you every time then, because it's like, I can't really, there's not a whole lot of out of the box for me. But I feel like I usually get stuff, or I at least plan to this year, just anything that can be consumed, used, or experienced. Food,
massages,
exactly, gift cards, that kind of thing. I don't know, it's just, it's a lot. And not everybody has the same values as you do. So it's like, if somebody's love language is like giving a really thoughtful gift that they put a lot of time and effort into, and you're just not that person, they might think you're an asshole. Even though, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, I'm going to give this to you because I really value like you having an experience or us having an experience together. But to them, it might be like, so you got me a piece of paper or a gift card instead of making me something or buying me something that you think I would like to wear or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
And that could cause issues too. But it's like, no, this is how I'm showing my love, because I consider myself like a minimalist who likes this. So I don't know. It's just a lot.
It is.
It's a spiral. Tough.
And you're not going to hit it out of the park every year. You know, like some years are going to be better than others. I've certainly had that with my family, where some years we just murder it. And then the next year it's like, I didn't have time. You know, it just varies. Like, I'm sitting on something that I think is going to be pretty dope for Christmas for Kyle. But he might not feel that way. He might be like, this is cool. Like, I don't know.
I bet he'll love it.
So we'll see. I don't know. But it's, again, it's like an emotional, super cheap thing. I got to think of something else. But it's like, he knocked it out of the park for my birthday, so now I'm like, well, shit, I got
bar set high.
Bar set high. Like, he knocked it out of the park so well for my birthday that he could really mess up for Christmas. My birthday's also super close to Christmas, so I'm always like,
that's
it's fine, you don't have to crush it. Like, I had a boyfriend 1 year, like, really crushed it for my birthday, and then for Christmas, like, basically handed me a piece of paper, and I was like, that's fair. I get it. It's like 2 months ago.
I would say it always depends on what's going on in my life. And that depends on what kind of gifts I give. Mm-hmm. Some years I feel like I have enough mental space and time where I'm like really planning it out and I handpick everything for everybody. And some years I show up and I'm just like, I'm so sorry. And it's just like a piece of chocolate and a sock. And I'm just like, I don't know. Take it
what you will. Well, financially too. I mean, like working in this business where things fluctuate, I feel that way, where there's some years where you feel like you can't really give anything. And there's other years where you're like, Papa's got a brand new bag, guys. Like, I'm shelling out all this shit for everybody. But it really fluctuates year to year for sure.
Absolutely.
The nicest gift you can get anyone is, hey, let's not get each other anything.
Yeah.
Truly.
Yes. Like, I do that all the time.
Dude. Yeah. But here's, this is a slippery slope. Here's where shit gets fucked up. I tried to do that with my sister last year, and she said, well, I already got you something.
Oh.
So then you're like, oh, okay, well, I'm an asshole. And
no, then you just go, okay, well, then I'll get you something. You know?
Yeah, but it felt...
Or keep it for yourself.
But I felt badly because she had like already thought of me and had already gotten me something. And I was
I'm comfortable just hearing that.
How early did you propose that?
Oh, I don't remember. But I tried.
You
got to
bring that up in November. You got to hey, it's Thanksgiving.
You got to head that shit off.
Right.
Yeah. But I felt really bad.
Dude. Or you go, hey, I want to do something with you for Christmas.
Yeah, I like that.
You know?
I like that a lot.
Like, let's give each other the gift of time and spend it together, you know? Like, for my birthday, I told my younger sister, I was like, this is what I want to do with you, and you don't even need to, like, pay for it necessarily, but I want to plan a day and go do this.
Yeah.
Because you're the person I want to do it with.
Yeah.
So, you know, just gotta... It depends who's in your life, but, like, me and my best friends in childhood, there have been so many years where we're like, let's not do anything, and it's like... Awesome.
Great.
Yeah. Like, it's great.
Dude, what about those people that you agree on that? You know, you agree. Hey,
oh, this is
and
wrong.
And they still give you something. And then they're just like, it's just a little something. And I'm like, well, now I look like.
like an asshole.
No.
Because we agreed not to give each other anything. Yeah. And then you still got me a chapstick. And now I feel like a piece of shit. You know?
If you do that, you are a bad person. Yeah. You're a liar. And I don't want you in my life. We had a plan.
Oh my God.
Another source of anxiety, depending on your family situation, is where you're going to go for the holidays.
Yes.
You know, if you have divorced parents, if you have, you know, family that lives in different places, like, you know, that's, I can't even imagine. Like, my parents aren't divorced. I can't visit my mother in heaven. So, and I have tried, but it's very dark.
Book that spaceship.
But, but like, I've never had to deal with that. I don't know how you guys have dealt with that over the years of just like splitting holidays between parents. Yeah. Like, that's gotta be so stressful.
Growing up, I would have to go to four Christmases.
Same. If I can high five you for that.
Boom. It would be
Moms,
dads, and then step families.
Yep.
And
And then the grandparents.
Yes, grandparents were always thrown in there. And it makes, I don't want to sound ungrateful for having so many wonderful people and loved ones in my life, but that shit is stressful.
Yeah.
It can often be not fun.
But you're like young kids, you're just dragging kids around. Yeah. And I mean, everybody's like, oh, the cool thing is that you get more presents when you're a child of divorce. And it's like that feeling lasts for like only a few years. And then you're like, you know what would be a great present? My parents still loving each other.
Oh, yeah. Like, being in one place for the holidays.
You know what's better than a fucking Barbie Jeep? My dad holding my mom's hand once that I could see when I have enough memory.
That's
in
really
my life.
Funny. You know what
I
mean? You should do that as a bit. That's really funny. Yeah, you know what would be a great present? You know what's better than a Barbie Jeep? My dad holding my mom's hand. That's really funny. Yeah. You should write that down.
So
I would love that. Yeah. But then you, oh my God, it just becomes the worst burden as you get older because you're trying to not hurt anybody's feelings. But you do at certain points, it just shows in who you're making the effort to see that some people go, well, apparently you love this parent more than this parent because you're flying to this person. You're saying, it's just like, you can't win.
Yeah.
Dude, and it's like the holidays are just supposed to be about you feeling good and like being around people you love.
Yeah.
And oh my God, it really sucks.
I just wish more holiday time was like felt more like a vacation instead of an obligation or a stressor.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like what is that movie where they just called in sick to Christmas and like went on a trip? I don't know. I so badly sometimes just like want to call in sick to the holidays and just like play hooky and go take a trip somewhere I really want to go or go do stuff that I really want to do or whatever it might be. And we can still do that stuff. But, and I love seeing my family, but it's one of those things where it's like when you're just going from place to place, party hopping all day, it doesn't feel like quality time. It just feels like you're trying to cram it all in.
Yes.
To where I'd be like, you know what? I'd rather just maybe just pick one spot and just really be present there.
Yeah.
And then go home. And then maybe the next year I go to the other person's place.
Yeah.
But now that I'm adult, it's a lot better. That I'm adult, it's a lot better. I don't really do the step family stuff anymore. And now it's just like the basics, my mom and my dad. So it'll be like a morning thing with one of the parents and then an evening thing with the other side of the family. So it's like much more manageable now that I'm older.
Yeah.
Well, here's another slightly related source of stress because we're all at different points in our relationships.
Oh yeah.
How do you decide whose family to go to for holidays? I mean, Thanksgiving and Christmas being the big ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
we've been switching off, Cam and I.
You've been switching
we
off.
Went to like our first year together, we went to Thanksgiving in Illinois and then we spent Christmas with my family.
Really?
Yes. And then last holidays, we did the opposite.
So you kind of like flip-flopping.
We did Thanksgiving with my family and Christmas with his family. And this year, we are staying home for both.
Nice.
And I'm so fucking excited. But his family, which is awesome, they're going to be flying out for like a long weekend after Thanksgiving. So we're still seeing his family for the holidays. But we have been traveling so much for just like
weddings
and stuff. Yeah. We're like, let's just, can we please?
Yeah.
Can we please just stay? And he was so on board.
Just going to have you two together.
That's
so
nice.
Us together,
so nice.
And then we're going to see my family because we're 30 minutes away.
Well,
so that would be nice.
You forget, too, that when you start to have a really serious relationship, you start to make a family for yourself.
Yes.
Like you and your partner, that's a family.
Yeah.
technically. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really hard. I feel like I've been a little selfish where Kane has come basically with me to all my family stuff since we've been together, but his dad is like not in the picture. His mom and stepdad live in Wisconsin, and they don't travel much. And then his sister would love for us to come up there, but the thing is, like, they have two big dogs and two cats, and I just know I can't be in their place for more than 30 minutes without my whole body freaking out. And so it's tough to try and find this balance, but yeah, I don't know.
I just hope I can get to the point one day where I can host the holiday and just like do it my way and invite everybody and just be like, one and done, people. Open house. Come if you're able to. But this is the holiday. I just hope that I'm able to, like, you know, be able to, like, provide for that, I guess, type of thing one day. I would love to do that.
Not to name drop, but Conan was talking about that on the private jet today. Did I mention I was on a private jet with Conan? He was asking us what we were all doing for Thanksgiving. He's like, I figured out you just got to get everyone to come to you.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the best thing. I was like, oh, that would be great. That would if I had a house. That would be awesome.
Nobody can give you shit about anything because, you're probably funding a lot of it. Mm-hmm. You're opening your home as a host. And it's like, okay, so if you can't make all their stuff, you already saw each other and they were invited to your stuff, even though if they can't make it, they were still invited. It just covers all your bases.
Totally.
I mean, Kyle is spending Thanksgiving with my family, which is great, and I'm very excited about. And then for Christmas, he is going to Boston. And he did invite me, which I was like, that's so sweet. My parents would be furious. That is Jesus's birthday. Like, I cannot do that. And I was like, let's just give him one more year. Oh, my parents would be so upset if I miss Christmas.
Wow. Are you seriously?
Oh, are you guys... What?
Yeah.
Christmas,
if they're super religious,
is Christian.
Oh. Yeah.
That is Christ's birth.
Christ's mass.
Yeah, Christ mass.
It's not like you're going to Boston to like burn a cross.
Like, might as well be.
You're going.
No, I don't know. I didn't bring it up to them, but they would be so like, the holidays are really important to my dad. I don't know if my mom would care that much. My stepmom, I don't know how she would feel about it, but my dad, he would be really crushed, I think, because he's like big on like memories and traditions and like hanging out. And I know we're all adults now, so it's finally fun. Like, there's just been so much.
Yeah.
It's been such a long journey to this point. And like, we have these, like, we go to my parents' house Christmas Eve. We go to church. We go have dinner. We wake up, do presents in the morning. Then we just like eat breakfast and hang out. Then we go to a movie. Aww. And then we come home and we have dinner and out.
That's really nice.
It's really nice.
Nice.
It is nice. Yeah. And I'm looking forward to it. And I also, you know, I love my family. I want to see them on Christmas, but like, I know that that's coming. Yeah. And I was just wondering what you guys did. And I was like,
we're playing it by ear.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're also really lucky that both of our families are very relaxed about all of that shit.
Yeah.
And nobody cares if we miss stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
that's really nice.
There's no, as far as we know for now, like, there's been no guilt.
Yeah.
Which has been great. I mean, like, Cam's family every year for a while was like taking a trip somewhere else. Like, they go on vacation
Kyle's
for the holidays.
Family did that too. I'm like that's
international
cool.
vacations and stuff. I'm like, obviously they're a lot more non-traditional, which is really cool.
Yeah.
And then, you know, my parents, I'm lucky that I live 30 minutes from them, so I can see them very frequently.
Yeah.
So I'm like, hey, we'll do Christmas, you know, this week, and then I gotta go do Christmas somewhere else, you know. So there's that option. But
And that's another good tip for the holidays. Just seamlessly transitioning here.
Good stuff.
But not putting a lot of pressure on it, because for a long time when I was growing up, all of us, but my dad especially, would put a lot of pressure on it because he wanted it to be great because it was important to him.
Yeah.
And then at a certain point, we all realized collectively, and I think he might have first, where he was like, we're just gonna hang out this year.
Yeah.
We're just gonna see what happens. And if we want to go to a movie, we will, we won't. You know, like, I remember the first time we had a Thanksgiving where we weren't just like, we gotta do everything perfect. And he was just like, whatever happens is cool. And then at the end, we're like, this was the best Thanksgiving ever.
Yes.
It's like weddings. Same thing.
Yes.
People go fucking crazy with the planning, they don't enjoy their day. No. It's like, obviously you have to have some plan in action with a wedding, but like, if you just chill on it and enjoy the day, it's gonna be so much more enjoyable.
Or if you like, you over plan something, you leave like no breathing room for any like spontaneity or like enjoyment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like nothing real can sometimes happen.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, okay, at 10 o'clock we do this and we got to go here. And it's just like,
you're just checking off. It becomes a to-do list.
Exactly. Or it's like, oh man, having loose plans. That's where the magic's at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are over an hour, so we should probably wrap up.
I was going to say, a lot of people feel anxious or depressed around the winter holidays due to seasonal affective disorder. Sometimes. So that's a big one to take into account if you need to get those special light bulbs and stuff like that. Make sure you're getting some sun as much as you can. And then like headaches and excessive drinking and overeating and insomnia and all that stuff can add to what is already an anxious time of the year.
Yeah, and just getting weirdly reflective at the end of the year.
Yeah.
I get like that. And also going home to people who may or may not think that what you're doing as a career or in school,
you know,
I'm sure there's plenty of you out there who aren't majoring in what your parents wanted you to, or, you know, aren't dating the person your parents wanted you to, or you have different political views in your family, you have different religious views. And all of that is a source of tension, because going into a situation where you know you are going to be, or feel like you might be, judged by either your immediate family or your extended family, that's hard. And it's not an easy solution. Like, there's no answer I can give, because I'm still going through it. I mean, I had a really important talk with my parents before Thanksgiving. I haven't told you yet. Really important talk about different beliefs and opinions, and telling them that I moved in with Kyle, which was a huge thing. But I'm so glad that I'm going into the holidays not hiding that. So just, that's my great. Only advice, I mean, if anyone would like it or is going through that, is just be upfront and make sure that you feel confident in your choices before telling, and tell your family about your choices when you're ready. You know, like, I'm in a weird position. I do comedy. I talk about my life. I didn't want them to find out some shitty way because I'm telling jokes about whoever. Just try to be upfront when you're ready. But know that you feel good about it. Don't let anybody make you doubt your choices in life, because it's your life. Yeah. And the holidays shouldn't be a time where you are feeling like, oh my gosh, all these people that are supposed to love me unconditionally the rest of the year are thinking, wow, what a loser, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Just go in with the expectation of, we're all going to have a good time. We're going to relax. We're going to catch up with each other. And, you know, if you're lucky enough to have a family who is there and loves you, then, you know, that's all that really matters.
Yeah. My favorite thing is, you know, whether it's being in social situations or familial situations, you know, that anxiety of just like, yeah, kind of like defending your lifestyle or defending your relationship, all that stuff is so, so strange. But sometimes I like to look at it like, look at the person who is giving you advice, quote unquote. Would you want to be them? Would you want to be in their shoes? Would you want their relationship? Would you want their job, their life? Chances are it's probably a fuck no. So
good,
it's
point,
like, remember,
man,
why you're doing it, because it's making you happy. There's, I mean, Cam and I, you know, we'll still get people asking like, when are you going to get married? When are you going to have babies? And I get that's like a normal thing that a lot of couples get asked, but it's like, don't fucking worry about it. Okay.
Yeah.
Like,
it doesn't affect your life at all.
It doesn't affect anybody's life. And a lot of the time it comes from somebody who's been divorced and remarried. And like, there's a whole lot going on with their relationships. And like, look, I'm doing good. I'm doing very well. Whatever we're doing is working.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's what we care about. We're going at our own rate here. Kid thing again. Let's just take a look at who's asking these questions and what kind of stresses they have and all that stuff. I feel like a lot of time people will ask you stuff because they're not happy with what they're doing and they kind of want to justify it somehow.
You know, it's looking for connection. And
Yeah. You know. So I don't know. Just like, if anybody tries to make you feel weird, and I don't think anybody's ever purposely made me feel weird, but it's like, sometimes I didn't feel understood with my career choices.
People have definitely purposely made me feel weird.
Yeah.
With
my
family.
Like, when you're thinking, when you're bringing up comedy or whatever it might be.
Oh, yeah.
People just don't really get it. But just hold your own.
And sometimes people are just bored. Sometimes people just want you to have a baby for them.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, people want to live vicariously through you and just, like, feel like they got something going on in their life.
Do you know how bad I want Kelsey to get pregnant?
Yeah.
For me?
This is the person in my life who's trying to live vicariously through me is Taylor, by the way.
I just want to come hold it.
Yeah. And then loneliness is a big one during the holidays. If I, so many holidays going by that I can remember where I didn't have a significant other. Yeah. I was out of, like, one failed hookup or relationship to the next, and it's just it's just like getting stabbed in the heart when you're around your family and you feel like you're the only single one, and that brings up a whole list of questions from people, unwanted questions. Who are you dating? What's in it? And what's going on? What about that one guy? Well, it didn't work out. Do you see him here? Okay, let's move on to the next question, you know? So that's a whole nother thing. And like, my heart goes out to you if you're feeling shitty like that this holiday season. You are not alone. Like, we've all been there. And just, you know, find your buddies.
Create a family.
Create
Friendsgiving.
Family.
Friends. Yes. Friendsmas.
100%.
Volunteer.
Right
volunteering.
Into the podcast.
Yeah. Right into us.
We're your buddies.
Adopt a pet.
Yeah.
If you're a good pet owner, if you're a shitty pet owner, I will find you. So,
be a good pet owner. Also, do you guys avoid the crowds? Like the malls and all the things that get crazy during the holiday season? Or do you like it?
No, but who likes it?
I dabble. I mean, I like when all the malls are all decorated all Christmassy, because then I like kind of being around that Christmas cheer and spirit.
Yeah.
But I don't like waiting in line for a super long time. Right?
Oh, yeah.
It depends. I'm very picky with my malls. You know what I mean? Yeah. If it's a fucking rundown mall, if there's screaming kids everywhere, I would get the fuck out of there. Yeah. But if it's nice and it's like kind of an experience.
Yeah.
If you're in LA, go to the Grove at Christmas.
It's Americana at Brand.
Yes.
Yeah, those are very pretty.
Yeah. Get a warm drink.
Can also get real crowded.
Yeah.
I'd like to go there on an off day, you know, maybe for a lunch instead of a dinner when everybody's there. Yeah, you can try to
go on a Monday night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go on an off night if you're worried, if you want to get the Christmassy spirit but not deal with all the crowds and stuff. There's some ways around that too.
Yeah. Oh man, we love you guys. What a fun episode.
So much.
Yeah.
As always, please go on iTunes, rate, subscribe, review. We read all of them. They're so awesome. We're getting pretty close to 1,000. It's amazing. So it really does help. Thank you for doing it.
Yeah.
It takes like 5 minutes. It's so easy.
Not
having a podcast. Not even
30 seconds.
Five minutes is generous. That's like if you really put some oomph into it.
If we hit 1,000 by the end of this year, I would be so excited.
Offer
then
something.
Kelsey will have a baby.
Let's make some kind of deal here. If we hit 1,000 before the new year, you said?
Yeah, before December 31st.
Before December 31st, what are we going to do?
Ooh.
What are we going to, is there going to be a giveaway? Are we going to do something for the listeners?
Should we do a giveaway?
Do something.
What kind of thing? Okay, write in to selfhelplesspodcast@gmail.com to give us an idea of what we can give or offer if we can reach 1,000 reviews by January 1st.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1,000 5-star ratings.
5-star ratings.
And also you could say it on the Facebook group.
Yeah.
Self-helpless Facebook group. Just reach out to us somehow, because we totally should do that.
Yeah.
I love that idea. And we love that you guys are telling your friends and family about this podcast. We are seeing who is coming in because of word of mouth, and it is so, so, so helpful.
Yeah.
So thank you. Also, shout out to all the deodorant advice that we've been getting via email.
We've been getting one. I need it.
I've
been struggling.
We have gotten an overwhelming amount of emails regarding deodorants, from everything from Native deodorant to Schmidt.
That sucks. Native sucks. I tried it. Sucks.
I was on it for a while, and I like to find I'm on Schmidt's now.
Okay.
And that's been going well.
Arm & Hammer is the only thing that remotely works for me.
Really?
Arm & Hammer. And then somebody actually mentioned something about Thai crystals, that they've used Thai crystals. So I need to look into that more. But yeah, there's so many different deodorant advice. I think we should start a little Facebook comment in the group too, to just kind of hash that out, because you guys all have a lot to say about the deodorant stuff. And it's all coming at me. And I just want to say thank you so much. Let's discuss it.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, you guys. We will talk.
Do we want to do tour dates? Do we need to announce?
Oh, sure. Yes.
This comes out December 3rd, you said?
Yes.
So December, I don't know if this is sold out or not, but December 9th, I have one more Conan and Friends show at the Wiltern Theater in Los Angeles.
So cool.
It's going to be very cool.
So cool.
And then December 13th through the 16th, I am at the Chicago Improv.
Nice.
So if you're there, come to that. And then December 28th through the 31st, I am at Comedy Works South in Denver. So yeah, there's three shows on New Year's Eve.
Whoa.
That's going to be a long night.
Yes.
I will be at Oxnard Levity Live this Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. It's like a weird show schedule, but I'll be there with John Heffron again. John is so funny. Cannot recommend his hour of comedy enough. So come out to that if you're in the Oxnard area. Awesome. And
DicksByDelaney.com. Get all your holiday orders in now so I can have them ready for you. Custom orders ship within 5 to 7 business days. So get them in. I'm making everybody's, it's fun. I'm making people's like white elephant gifts and, you know, family fun, like surprises and all kinds of cool stuff. So it's been a blast to see what you guys are coming up with. DicksByDelaney.com. If you don't know what that is, you check it out.
Yeah, you go find out. Great.
Go find out.
All right, you guys. We'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Oh, we love you guys so much. To continue to support Self Helpless Podcast, go to selfhelplesspodcast.com for anything and everything you could want. We have our links to Patreon, merch, our individual websites, our Facebook group, Amazon link, full episodes, also our contact for our P.O. box and email. And you can follow Self Helpless Podcast on Instagram, as well as us individually. I am at T-Tom Comedy or Taylor Tomlinson, depending on if you're on Instagram or Twitter, ttomcomedy.com.
And I'm at Kelsey Cook Comedy on Instagram, at Kelsey Cook on Twitter, and kelseycook.com for tour dates.
And I'm at Delaney Fisher on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and at Dicks by Delaney for some good old-fashioned dick stuff on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. Perfect. And you can also follow Self Helpless on Facebook.
Great. Yay.
Thanks, guys.
Yay, we love you. Why won't it